Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for All About Android is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hello, welcome to All About Android, episode 246, recorded on Tuesday, December 29th, 2015. We are your weekly source for the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. I'm Jason Howell. I'm here solo because this is the week that Twit Studios is closed down to kind of give everybody a break for the holiday. So as a result, and All About Android is no different, a lot of our shows are running kind of best of clip shows for the year 2015, all the best moments. And it's one of my favorite episodes. I really tend to spend a lot of time on my best ofs, scrubbing through for the best moments. I literally download every single episode and scrub top to bottom, look for the moments where we're laughing, we're cracking up, some of the moments that I remember, some of them that I don't, and I just stumble upon. I'm not sure exactly how many clips are in this, but my last count was somewhere around 107. There might be a little bit more. So huge thank you to the technical director and editor of this show, Brian Burnett, for sandwiching this all together on a video timeline so that you can watch it a couple of hours of some of the best moments of All About Android from the year 2015. It's been a great year. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, we said goodbye to Gina Trapani as a full-time host, but Ron and I soldiered on throughout a good part of the year and then eventually welcomed Florence Ion to the table. And we've just had a lot of fun welcoming Florence to the show. It's brought a kind of a new, new energized vibe to the show. It's been cool to kind of see the transition. Anyways, you're going to see all about that in this, the best moments from the whole year of 2015. Take it away, Brian. Yes, so we're here today. We don't have a guest today, but we have a lot of stuff to talk about, of course. And Ron, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Welcome to the new year.
Sorry I missed last week. You did not want to see me last week. I was in a state, so that was
congratulations, though,
thank
on
you.
Nailing 2014. Good job, Ron.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Kidding.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I did.
I think I we
did.
Can officially yeah. 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 give you your props. Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Thank you. It
yeah,
feels
yeah.
good.
Props for sure.
I feel like I've earned this seat at the chair.
you earned it.
Gina, you were a formidable competitor.
No kidding.
Jason, I look forward to improvement in 2015. And we got to basically we need to team up and keep the guests down.
I don't know. Like this might be the year of the guests.
It might be the year of the guests.
I think it should just be host versus guest yeah. at this point.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's
good.
Bad.
That's a good idea.
Teams.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I was bummed. I missed the first episode and I could not particularly. We'll talk more of the arena, though. A little controversial win with that app, with Shut App at the end.
True.
But I still stand by it.
Kind of talking about what we were just mentioning about teaming up. Isn't that what like reality shows do when they finally hit like, you know, they do 5 or 6 years of like the normal competition and then they go like
then they go to,
teams
then
or
they go to teams
versus
or celebrities.
Or, yeah, or celebrities. So yeah, that's what we need.
That's
to
what
do.
We need. We need celebrities. Yes.
Celebrities.
Yeah, I'll call Kevin. We'll get him in.
We'll get Bruce Willis on the show and ask him what his favorite Android app is.
So.
So there we go. We're going to be discussing a lot of stuff in this episode. We have a critical security issue for some older devices, but it turns out there are a lot of older devices, so that could be a big issue. Samsung has a new Galaxy A7 phone. Google's bringing Lollipop kind of decorations and stylings to its launcher, so Jelly Bean and Kit Kat devices can get in on the action. And so much more. But Brian, I hope you're ready, because we're going to dive into some Android news.
This just in, Brian is not prepared, but fortunately, Jason is. Time for Android News.
You've had like 2 weeks to come up with something.
I love starting the year off on the right foot. And Brian really can step up.
And that be you know, the cast protocol. But I understand why companies that are not Google are a little uncomfortable with that.
And when you say that, wouldn't it be great if everybody used the same protocol? That's when thousands of biz dev guys go, no, because they're, you know, because that's the leverage.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's their exclusivity and proprietariness and added value and thought technology and all that fun stuff. I mean, it all, yeah.
Dollars. Yeah. It's dollars.
Did you say thought technology?
Thought technology.
Thought technology.
Slip that in there.
That's
proprietary IP and patents and reasons to get acquired. And
that's true.
I mean, really, it's a systematic approach to interfacing with the cloud. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Oh, God. Shoot me.
With tons of value add.
Just sign on the dotted line. It's right there. That's all, where it's all you convert your money into ramen. And I'm wearing a ramen shirt too. That wasn't even planned.
It's like a theme. Oh, look at that. Yeah, you are.
From Momofuku.
Some people eat ramen out of the package with uncooked. Did you know this?
I did that in college.
It's fine.
It's totally fine.
We're talking about ramen.
All about ramen. I would totally host that show, by the way.
Okay. Good to know.
It would be fantastic.
We'll go ahead and leave Leo a note. If he wants to take you up on that, he will.
All about ramen.
I think what we're actually doing is putting off the inevitable.
We really are. Because I don't want it.
I'm going to be eating ramen for the rest of my life because I'm so bummed.
I don't want it. Nope. I'm not going to let you.
Oh, God. Man. Gina. What's going on?
Well, you guys. I really like you guys. This is hard.
We like you too.
So I announced this on Twig last week. This is my last week hosting All About Android as a regular weekly host. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank you guys and Brian for making,
thank you.
making every Tuesday night so awesome and so much fun. It's not you. It's me. I've been stretched a little thin lately and showing some seams. And I'm just going to I need to kind of put 150% in my startup every day, try to grow it into a sustainable business. So I'm kind of cutting back on things, including hosting the shows. It's not goodbye, though. It's see you later. I'm gonna guest on here on AAA whenever Jason and Ron will have me. Anyway,
we'll have you every week if you would like to.
I'm going to be like you guys.
Yeah,
no, I want you to be my go-to. Holy crap, we couldn't get a guest scheduled tonight, person. So, and I'm not just saying that to be polite.
If you can contact me 2 hours before the show starts and let me know you don't have a guest, I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah. Maybe not 2 hours before the show, but team guest. I will be on team guest. I'll give you guys a run for your money.
Wow, yeah, no kidding.
That shifts the balance.
That really does. This could be the year of the guest.
Yikes. Yeah, it could be. Yep.
I really enjoy doing all the Android. It's funny, when Lisa talked to me about doing it 2 years ago, I was like, but it probably will only be for a few months because I'm kind of busy and I'm building this company and it might turn into something. And she was like, we'll take you for as long as we can have you. And it turned out to be 2 years, and it's just been a great, great couple of years. And I've really enjoyed this with doing this with you guys. So thank you.
It really has been.
And all the emails about this topic were sitting in my inbox just unread because I didn't want to.
You're like, no, I'm not going to read it.
I read the first one. I was like, nope. I'm just going to be in denial. Yeah. Stick my head in the sand.
And I completely agree. And a few other things. But before we go any further, I have to mourn the loss of a really close, dear friend of mine.
This is shocking, by the way. Hang on.
I don't know.
I mean, we need to warn everyone at home that we're going to see some disturbing imagery, that this is a trigger warning. If you have issues, you might want to press pause. Thank you, Brian, for the censor. Jason, can show them what happened.
Yeah, this is not safe for life right here. This is... Oh, God.
So can you flip it over to confirm that it is, in fact, your Nexus 6?
It is. It is my white Nexus 6.
That is so dangerous. You're going to cut your fingers off.
I'm not going to touch the glass.
And now, all I want to know, Jason, is what did the Nexus 6 do to you to deserve this?
Yeah, what did you do?
Oh, this is just depressing.
It's comical how shattered that is.
You guys, I thought I could come on the show and do this, but I was wrong. I can't do this.
Keep it together, brother.
I can't even make it to the end of this segment. I was coming into work on Sunday, doing what I always do when I'm walking from my car to work, which is checking my email, making sure I didn't miss anything on the drive.
There was your first mistake.
And I reached out to do the front door. This literally happened right in front of Twit. Reached out to do the front door, and it just went, eep. And when it did it, though, it actually did it glass, direct, right on the ground, right on, an uneven part of the concrete. So I'm not even sure a case would have helped,
You go to close the door, the phone slides out of your hand, first, onto an uneven pavement. At what point did the circus elephants come by?
Stand trample on it.
And at what point did the stampede happen? And then when did the Panzer tank drive over it?
Look, there's something you need to understand, and reminder for those who don't know. I'm 6'8". I'm a tall guy. I'm like a skyscraper. So you drop a phone from me, And yeah, it's going to have a bad
Empire day. State Building, Penny going to kill somebody at the end.
Yeah, thankfully
I'm
this
I'm surprised
didn't...
the phone didn't kill a child, yeah, to be honest with you. Yes, yeah.
Somebody could have been hurt. Oh,
that boy. Is on. So, okay.
So this isn't just like a cracked screen. Like the actual display underneath after it happened, you couldn't, like it was glitchy and everything. So, I mean, it's.
This is like you dropped it through a portal and it went to another dimension and came back. And this is what it looked like. This is like.
Oh, it hurts.
So here's the question that. The $600 question.
Yeah, did you actually $749
question. $749 question. Did you try our little trick of calling Google and be like, hey, I cracked my glass?
I did. I spoke to a very nice woman, and we had a little bit of a conversation in which she basically told me I'm out of luck and I need to contact Motorola. I don't think they're doing it for the 6 nearly as easily as they were for the 5. They probably had extra inventory for the 5, I'm guessing. Wow. I know some people have had luck with it, but I didn't. However,
you
I did.
You should call Motorola.
What's
you
that?
You should call Motorola.
Yeah.
Do you think they'd be too amenable
to it? It's not supposed to do that. It's not supposed to look like that.
I'm not supposed to drop it.
Yeah, but you know, cats land on their feet when they fall out, but phones always land screen first. That's sort of the rule of gravity in life. Yeah. So
it's still on, apparently. Apparently it's still on. You wouldn't know if you hit the screen on because it doesn't show you. But...
Okay, Google.
No. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't shatter.
The credit card that I bought it with is a Visa Signature, so it has warranty protection within 120 days. So this is a little tip for you guys. You buy your phones with certain credit cards, they have warranty protection built in. So it covers up to $500, which is more than a $500 phone. If they can repair it, that's going to cover the repair costs. If they need to replace it, that's $500 towards a new device.
Not bad.
With a lot of paperwork and a lot of hoop jumping. I have to like take this to a quote-unquote authorized dealer and have them analyze it and let me know whether it's repairable or not. I haven't even gone there because I just don't have time. But anyways, gave me a good reason to go back to the OnePlus One.
They got you the OnePlus One. Jeez.
Yeah, and the Nexus 5. So I have options. It really could have happened to a worse person. At least I have options. A lot of people don't.
You're prepared.
It still hurts.
So did you have to report the disaster to the city of Petaluma after it happened? I mean, because clearly other things were damaged.
The sidewalk. You don't want to see the sidewalk. Yeah. I mean, it's a heavy phone, so it did some damage.
Wow. By the way, when you posted that photo on Google+, I thought it was a prank. I did not believe it.
Oh, believe it. Yeah. And it's been sitting on my desk in front of me for the last 2 days as I work, just staring at me. Little tiny shards of glass like have dusted off into the workspace, and I'm like, I need to remove this, but I'm not going to because I need to learn. Yeah. I need to learn, like something, a case, I don't know. Anyways. Okay. So that's that.
Can we note this for the end of the year best of show?
Yeah. I don't want to relive this. What do you say instead we get to the news?
Oh. Some of you might be waiting for Lollipop, but you don't have to wait any longer for Android news.
That was good. That was a nice, subtle transition with the glass breaking. Thank you, Brian.
Brian's bringing his A-game today.
Now is the time for the real news.
Oh, yeah?
If there's one segment that's too legit to quit, it would be Android news.
Oh, it's good to have you back on the intro, Brian.
Glad to be back.
Warm up those vocal cords, Brian. It's time to check out some news.
You'd think after 200 episodes, we'd have nothing to talk about. Get ready for Android news.
You were right.
Well, I mean, but this could be practically breaking news, I think. It happened today.
It did. It really just happened right before the show, even though I had time to put it in the dock, but it could be. Excellent.
Oh,
I think that was a good
perfect.
Call.
Yeah. Well, it's episode 200. We need some breaking news.
Yeah, we need some breaking news in there.
So there we go. What do we got?
Google I.O. 2015. I kind of can't believe we're already at that point of the year yet again where we beg and plead on the show every single week until somebody takes pity on us and lets us into the show, Google I.O. So this is May 28th to 29th. Registration begins March 17th, 9 a.m. Pacific. The site for this was created entirely in Polymer. See a lot of kind of, you know, Google's vision around, you know, bringing material design, a lot of the things you see in material design on Lollipop and stuff, bringing that to the web. It's really interesting.
Well, that is a very stressful experience. Countdown. Did you see
I
that?
I had a hard time figuring out what the heck that said.
Can you reload that?
I was like, what in the world?
The number countdown?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Look at all this. It's all material now. It scrolls down and up. What's going to happen?
It's like a bomb's going to go off. Oh,
I know.
Beep. Beep 24. Actually, 34.
Material countdown. Yeah. Wade County said in the chat room. Good one.
It's material.
34 days until registration.
Brian, you better get your finger ready for the breaking news. We have some breaking news. I'll go ahead and put it in chat here. Breaking news. Let's do it. Yeah, get...
Brian, it's just he's... Brian, breaking news. You need a dedicated button for breaking news, Brian. There's no reason why that's not queued up as the next shot every time.
There needs to be like a big red button that I can just slam.
Yes.
Okay, I got 2 seconds for this. All right.
Sorry. I tried to stretch it out a little bit, but didn't quite work out so hot. Jackie Green in the chat room reporting some very important news here. Better Call Saul, episode 1, for free at the Google Play Store.
Is that a glitch?
Go
that,
get it.
Is that a glitch?
Go
that...
get it now. So we got to end it, but no, wait a minute. What's going on here?
We got some breaking news,
I think we have some breaking news.
We have more breaking news?
This is breaking. This is serious.
This is as big as it gets.
I think I recognize you. Who are you? And what is your name and where did you come from? Eileen Rivera, back to the show.
Am I pixelated? Hi, guys.
No, yay, you're not pixelated. You look fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh,
it's good to see you.
Look at my new phone. Look what I'm rocking.
That's enormous.
Never thought I'd rock a note. Did you?
I think that
did
looks
you?
Familiar.
Oh, Shannon likes what you've got. Yeah.
Heck yes, I do.
What? Look, it's like the size of my face.
That is enormous.
My face.
Eileen, is that a phablet?
It is the Galaxy Note 4, Ron.
Oh, well,
it's not a phablet. It's its own category. How are you doing, Eileen?
Oh. I miss you guys. What's going on?
Well, not a whole lot. You know, we're just doing this show. It's called All About Android. You may remember it from when you were host of this show from like episode...
negative two?
Negative five to 91, I believe, or 90.
Five. Yeah, how many negatives do we have? Was it five or like eight?
No,
like...
we had a few. Yeah, we had like eight, yeah. I think, before we hit episode one. It was somewhere around there. And then you went and you danced off to this company called Google. The work for YouTube.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And it's going great.
Oh,
I love
look
my
at
job
that.
And
look at the,
where I'm at right now.
Look at
oh
the,
my gosh. What is happening?
Look at that blast from the past.
Episode one.
Look at my hair. Whoa.
That's the
awesome
oh, look
things.
At me in my old apartment.
Look at Ron.
And your 4-3 video.
You still my four, live in
yeah,
that,
you're
in
right.
That house? No.
Are you in the same house?
No,
you're
moved.
In a different
I
place.
I moved.
Now.
Yeah, that's my old apartment. Yeah. So.
Oh,
March 2011. Wow.
Was this episode
wow,
one?
Oh, gosh. Look this at me, my hand
one?
Gestures.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What am I doing?
So how have you been, Eileen? It's been so long. It's so good to see you.
I have been good. I have been acclimated to Southern California life. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And, I've been super busy and... trying to keep up with you guys, but man, I am so the average consumer these days. Wait, what app is new? Tom tells me all about aww. The new apps now. I am so behind. So behind.
Well, you watch the show. You watch the show every week, right? I mean, you're still a regular totally. Watcher. Right?
Yep. At the top of your Pocket Cast list. We know.
Pocket Cast.
We know yes. that we, look, we between you and me, we know that our show comes before Tom's in your playlist. Okay. Right. Okay. All right.
She's like, well, who do I want to make happy?
Awkward.
Awkward. Sorry. I had to take it there. But first, as we usually do, let's take a look at some news.
This just in, Brian got a 3DS and didn't come up with anything for Android news.
Because he's just over there playing it while he's switching the show.
The news from the past is getting very specific about Brian in the future. It's really interesting.
Very strange how that happens.
I know, just kind of odd.
Future tellers. We have an updated Android Arena theme. Let's see if you can pick out what was changed.
many enter, but only one lives. Android Arena.
Ooh. The eagle eye would spot that that's the new, the current modern font type of the word Android.
Man, that Jeff Kosmicki is the attention to detail impresses every day.
Well done,
if Jeff were here, I would commend him for the work that he does.
Ron is somewhat suspicious that I might, in fact, be Jeff Kosmicki. I can tell you without a doubt, I'm just useless with motion graphics like that.
It's the ray gun connection. That's a very specific word.
All right, so Jeff Kosmicki has done all of the bumpers on this show. He does it for free, and he sends us updates like last weekend when he said, hey, I went through your apps drop and, you know, swapped out the icons
so
they're refreshed.
Can we see that? We haven't shown that on the show. Can we show that?
Sure. Do you have it there? If it's already loaded, we could certainly do that.
So we've got updated apps here. Uh-huh. I see Google Fit. You see there?
Uh-huh. There's Fit. There's Where. Or sorry, the... Yeah, where?
Yeah, there you go. There's To-Do still there. Music.
Yeah, To-Do. I don't think To-Do's going anywhere. We got a new Keep. I see. Yeah. He just was like, you know, I'll update these for you.
No big deal. Jeff's great.
And then he also swapped out the Android Arena. But anyways, if you want to find out if you can hire Jeff for your own visual needs, go to toyraygun.net. And he's obviously awesome.
And he's not you.
And he's not me.
Although they've never been in the same
Believe
place at the
me,
same time.
I don't have time to do this.
We have, I'm just saying.
I'm not convinced.
Okay, well. Or hire me for your next visual arts.
And then we'll see what happens.
All right, hey, what do you say we talk about some news?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Pack your bags because we're traveling to Android News.
Ooh.
That was one of the better ones. I like that one.
I like the leg room in that bumper.
Good. Yeah, it's very roomy.
Very
it's
roomy and comfortable.
It's a roomy bumper.
But we are changing things up a little bit, so we're going to start with hardware this week from Mobile World Congress, drawing it out so that Zach can play the hardware bumper. Go ahead.
Part of me wants to think that he just did that to let you to see how long you would go. So
I enjoy that, actually.
I'll give that to Zach.
I'll go forever.
I absolutely did.
All right, cool. The watch is kind of the one from Huawei that I'm very interested in seeing. Huawei watch.
The Huawei watch is the one I want. Like, it's just, Huawei is becoming a very well-rounded company, I think. No, but they're becoming very, very well-rounded. Huawei is well-rounded in terms of their product offering between the phones to the watch to the activity tracker to the tablet. I mean, a Huawei customer has a little bit of everything now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good. Can I get a bunny wabbit for Smap for that watch, please?
Did you witness the Huawei watch in in person?
I did see one. That's good.
Well, sorry. Did you get to see it in person?
Yes, I did. Thanks.
All right.
See, you at least said the alliteration that got me.
Yeah, it's just
you
hard.
You witnessed the Huawei watch.
And we can actually excuse Mateo for cracking up to this because he's been up for like 72 hours straight. And
I have
had
no
a
excuse.
Of drinks. We have no excuse. It's just this kind of day. Anyways, Huawei watch.
Wow.
Okay, we need to move on. Enough with the W's. Right, I can't take it anymore.
What an offering by Huawei.
All right, cool stuff there. But, okay, so we did the switcheroo. So instead of going into hardware, now we're going to the news bumper right now.
This week in Android News, Cranky Hippo gets replaced by Eskimo Zach.
Whoa.
Oh,
that's
almost breaking news.
I just learned something about you, Zach. Is this a thing? Are you an Eskimo? Do you have Eskimo in your blood?
I'm actually part Eskimo. I've got a little bit of Eskimo in my blood. When I found that out in eighth grade, I thought it was so cool. I put it in my screen names.
That is cool, actually. I didn't realize that.
It's a lot cooler screen name than one I had when I was in eighth grade. So,
What was it?
Rad Dude.
Rad Dude. That's pretty common.
It was also 1990, 91.
One of mine was Ducky. Do you remember the movie that's from?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Oh, God, Jason. That's another reason why I love you.
I'll just say, just real quick tangent here.
All right, sure.
When I was really young, bulletin boards, my name was Ducky, but I really wanted to get in with all the hip kids on the bulletin boards and everything.
Yep.
And I found out that they were having a pizza night at a pizzeria. So I asked my mom to take me to the pizzeria. And, you know, they took my order, but I was still very scared to go in the other room where they all were and meet them face to face. So they took my order. I was pretty young. And my name got called on the thing. It was like, Ducky, your pizza's ready, Ducky. And I heard from the other
you
room.
You ordered the pizza.
All these laughs. And that was my awesome trip to the BBS meetup with my mom. Yeah, I was pretty young.
I think I was
like fifth grade or sixth grade.
I have a similar yet not as embarrassing story, but I was doing the BBS thing and we all had handles. And I had a couple people who I had bridged from the handle and thing to like actually got phone numbers and would talk and like were working on stuff.
Uh-huh.
But there was one guy who was a great ANSI artist. Do you remember ANSI artist?
Yeah, I remember ANSI.
And he agreed to do the art for my BBS. And he's like, yeah, just give me a call. But I realized I didn't know his name. And so I called his house, and his mom answered. I was like, is Shadow Demon there? And his mother's like, it's for you. He's like, what kind of idiot are you? He's like, use my real name. And I was like, I didn't know your real name. I was like 12. I'm sorry.
Hello? Can I talk to Shadow Demon?
Embarrassing. Anyway.
Oh, it's a good thing. It's a good thing BBSs don't exist anymore because you can't embarrass yourself on the internet.
I miss them. Get me a Telegard installation and I would go to town. That would be fantastic.
I miss them as well.
Yeah, a whole different world, you youngins, that we're talking about.
But Brian, warm up those vocal cords. It's time for the news.
In a galaxy that's not far, far away, it's time for Android News.
Ooh, throwback.
It is.
Throwback to pre-show.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why you need to watch live and tune in at 5
right.
o'clock Pacific time so you can hear about the nonsense we talk about before the show starts and get the joke.
Yeah. Closed. It recognizes it. And then when I go like this, I've told it, okay, go ahead and do the countdown.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So hand up.
Hands up. Baby, hands up.
Let's see here. Okay. Oh, it doesn't see me in the screen with it,
it only
so
sees
it's
your
not going to do it. It's just my hand. So let me try and illustrate this in a different way. You can go
it's
to
like
the
clapper, but a fister.
Yeah, kind of.
Sorry.
What?
I should have said that.
The fister. You know, it's not a clapper. It's a fister.
Jason's leaving.
Okay, so
just
let's
leave it there.
Let's see if I can do this.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if it's going to be wide enough.
It's not wide enough to get. Oh, maybe it is.
Oh, maybe. Okay,
that's good
so
enough.
You're going to have to close your laptop lid there for a second. I'll close mine, and then I'll do it. I'll go. Huh? Huh? Ah. All right, so
that's
cool.
Pretty cool. That's
like
pretty cool.
Now, I realize nobody saw that, but you saw it initially. You saw it initially, so you kind of know what it did. And I'll show you the fruits of our labor here.
Not in Drive, though.
Good
photos.
Not in Drive. Not yet.
Photos. There it is.
We go.
Yeah.
Triggered by my hand open, my hand in a fist, and then opened again. Hey, that was kind of newsy,
yeah.
But let's check out some actual more newsy news.
Ever wonder where Spider-Man gets his news from? The web. But you can get everything here on Android News.
That was
wow.
Good.
Oh, Brian. No?
No, I like that.
Yeah.
That was good.
I mean, I'll give it.
It feels like something my dad would say.
But
cool
yeah,
with that. I appreciate that you took the pre-show theme and applied it to the news bumper.
So
and that could have been scripted. That could have been written.
I was going to say, was that prepared or was that off the cuff?
That was a little prepared. Thankfully, you guys riffed about the Android distribution long enough.
Okay. We played right into his hands.
You could crunch the numbers
and
narrow it down. User 6950 in the chat room says, thanks, Dad. and more. But before we get to the Apple Watch, whatever that thing is, let's get into the news.
Where's my music? There we are. The only thing cooler than regular news is Android news.
Good save.
Well,
good save.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that you're wonderment. You're wondering where the music was.
Where's my audio?
Where's my music?
He's got to get in character and then just go all the way through it.
came back from Shenzhen recently, and I got a couple of things. First off is this wonderful phone. So it's a bunny phone, and right there that's a speaker, and that's a camera.
No way.
Yeah, it's out of batteries right now, and I don't have a SIM for it, but it's like a full MP3 player.
Wow.
The ears light up. It's pretty fantastic.
And people actually use it to make calls.
I can't attest to that, but I assume. So that's item number one.
How much is something like that, right?
This was about $10.
$10.
Wow.
Yep. That's fantastic.
Then.
Wow. See, we're just looking for innovation in the phone space. How many black slabs have we seen?
Right.
We've never seen a bunny phone. It's
time for the
bunny phones.
I think the bunny phone time has arrived. I think that's what we're
finding. There we go.
This shows the maturation of the.
The thing is, you know that would sell like crazy here. That would, I mean, the team.
I'm sure that I know that.
Yeah, I don't know that. I'm not sure.
The number of people I see with bunny shaped phones.
Because you know what would sell like crazy?
What?
A tiny phone. And so can you zoom in on my ear? Is that possible? Because this is a phone. Like, it'll take a SIM card, but there's no reason to actually, you know, like, have another phone. You can just stick the phone in your ear. It's very convenient and highly trendy. It came in white, gold, or red.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. This is my daily phone. It's what I use.
Oh, your daily driver? Sure. Yeah, there you go.
Do you use this on your television show?
No, I am not. It's a different, it's a kind of different audience.
I mean, that's an argument to go back to T9 texting. I mean, there you go.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like Morse code.
The more you use it, the better you get it at dialing, you know.
That's crazy.
So this is also about $12. Like $10, $12.
And it takes a SIM card?
It's also Bluetooth. So you can use it as a headset, as you can see right there.
I don't know if it's not a
headset or as a phone. For real.
it is
crazy.
You know what it looks like? It looks like so
in comparison.
In like 2000,
it's like a phone for the bunny, kind of thing.
It really, yes.
Like, there we go. Like the bunny.
It reminds me of like in 2005 when like Saturday Night Live would make fun of like how small phones are getting.
Yes.
And they'd be like, oh yeah, well I've got a phone that's also that's what.
So then I've got a third phone. This one, on my wrist.
Oh, you've got the Apple Watch.
You got the Apple Watch.
It is a Schmapple Watch, and so. It's running Android, actually. You can write APKs for it.
The display. Move
That's right. And there we go. So, but I love it because they mimicked it so that it looks like the Apple.
So this is running Android.
This is running Android, but they put this one screen on it so that it kind of looks. And then they picked the same exact watch face. This was $45.
I can see why it's more expensive.
This is also top shelf stuff here. Wait a minute. So then, let's see. So that's the camera.
So there's a camera in the band. Yeah. That's the little hole you can see up at the very top.
Right there. Yeah. Yes. Let me see. Can we take a photo? There we go.
Oh, I'm sure it looks really good, too.
Yeah.
And then here. Okay. Jason, smile. And I got you too, Ron. There we go.
That's crystal clear.
That's a keeper.
A twist of the arm advances card notifications on your watch.
Which is cool.
I suppose that's good if your other hand is tied up.
Okay.
Wouldn't doing work for something people else. not next picture.
Tied to something.
I let it hang. I just wanted it to stay there.
I heard the snicker. I don't know what I was thinking.
All right. You figured it out.
Well, Bleak actually figured it out. Let me tell you, it's totally obvious. Supposedly, what you have to do is you have to long press the enter. And then it turns into emoji mode.
All right. Draw the poo.
Thanks for making that easy.
Draw the poo.
Oh, no. It's birthday cake. Birthday cake.
Oh, no.
My poop apparently
looks
like...
Just draw a triangle.
Yeah. Oh, is it just triangle? Oh, no. That's a triangle.
You see, this is going to be more maddening than just typing.
Yeah. So now I want a reminder of what it looks like. So,
You just can't just write poo.
How do I pull it up?
There we go. That's what it looks like. All right.
Oh, I see. So it's kind of curled around.
It looks like chocolate soft serve. Oh Jesus. We're so mature.
Cloud.
Oh, you gotta close it.
Oh, I got man. A cloud.
Oh, you got a cloud, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
I just
put the stink lines.
Cloud. Dang it. This is the new game. Lines.
What about the eyes? Could you put the eyes in?
Oh. I don't even know what I'm getting anymore. What is that one? This is someone getting a face rub.
What?
It's like someone getting a massage. Oh, emojis confuse me.
Try the triangle with eyes and a mouth. I like how the emojis evolve based on what you draw.
That's pizza.
A smile.
Oh, come on. That looks just like...
Oh, man.
Come on, that's the closest we've gotten yet.
Why is Google holding us down?
Dang it, Sergey. Again.
I really...
You really want to draw some poop.
Maple leaf. Come on. It's not a sailboat.
Oh, man. Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, we're not getting there, folks.
That was a valiant effort. I'm really impressed.
If you can draw the poop emoji in the Google handwriting app, take a video, post it to YouTube, send it to us. Let's see you do better. Okay, that's the All About Android challenge.
And if you do, I will reward you bunny phone. I have to see a real video. I will leave this with Jason.
Wow.
This is Jason.
I might just have to draw the poo
in
myself.
Bunny escrow.
Bunny phone escrow.
All right.
Jason, cool.
Witness.
I don't know how we validate. Do you have to record a video of yourself drawing?
Record
drawing
a video
the
of
poo?
You drawing it, yes.
And the best and video wins.
Yeah. It's got some neat material design to go along with it. So it's kind of a – I know I rarely –
You want to win the bunny phone. Sorry. You want to win the bunny phone.
It's great as I cut to the shot. I see you drawing poo.
I wish I had two bunny phones.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I'm practicing. I really want to know.
Lordy. Okay, so it's got some nice material design, and that's kind of what jumped out at me about it. So there's slide pick. So there's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can simply start by...
Oh. Did you get it?
Did he do it?
Boom!
We have poo.
It's just in.
We have poo.
Sorry, Ron. I expected to show this off
afterwards.
No, it's
okay. No problem. It's important. It's breaking news. It's breaking poo news. Ryan. It's breaking poo.
We have unlocked the poo.
It's breaking poo. Breaking poos.
Breaking poos.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Wow. So,
sorry. This,
all right. Can we move on now? This
episode went into the toilet.
Oh, the episode went in the toilet.
Oh.
Sorry.
No rim shot.
All right. No more.
Ryan.
No more.
I'm not going to acknowledge that joke with a rim shot.
Oh, come on. How's it going, Ron Amadio? Good to have you back.
Great. Yeah, awesome to be here. Last time I was in studio on Twig, which was super fun. I got to see all your crazy camera rigs and stuff. It was really neat.
All the cameras hanging from the ceilings and hanging from the cameras, stuffed monkeys.
Cameras hanging from the cameras.
Things hanging from the cameras. People come in here and they're like, why are there things hanging from the cameras that are hanging from the ceilings? And it's like, well, because that way, if you run into something, you're going to run into the thing that's hanging from the camera and not run into the camera itself.
Oh, I never realized that.
You'll actually notice it.
I just thought it was quirky.
It is kind of quirky.
Okay, I just
but it's also there to draw your attention.
I just chalked it up to charm, I just like
the central control pod that spins around in a circle and can deal with all the sets in different directions. It's really neat. You guys have just built, yes, that thing.
And you
it
never
spins in a circle. It's so awesome.
You never know who's behind the controls.
No, especially on this show, you never know which wacky technical director is going to be on. And this week, we are happy to welcome back Brian Burnett, although you almost didn't get your job back. I'm just saying, the people that filled in for you, they did a really good job.
Brian just decided to show up.
You know, and I'm totally okay with that because it sounds like Josh did a great job. You guys did a title of a show after him and stuff,
yeah.
too.
Yep.
So.
He made the title.
Yeah.
when did you make the title?
I don't think I've ever made the title.
I'm just saying, you got to step up your game a little bit.
Josh did well. Zach did well. I mean, uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, it's been really it takes a village. It takes a community to make a show happen.
See, and I don't want to get complacent. I know that at any time I could be replaced, so I got to step up the game every episode.
Is this your new thing? The fact that anytime you're talking, your background is moving and spinning.
This could be a thing.
Okay.
Could this be a title of a show?
It's an iron stomach challenge.
Brian, you don't get nauseous, do you?
You look a little pale, Brian.
This isn't working out so good. This is not a good idea.
We'd also have to pay for Jason Kleanthis to be here for the entire episode to rotate.
It's definitely worth it.
He's getting a workout.
We'll talk to Leo about that when he gets back from his vacation. What do you say we do this? Brian, I hope your vocal cords are warmed up. Let's dive into the news.
Well, my vocal cords aren't. Nope. No, I've totally lost the voice already.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on.
Okay. What do you do?
See, it's been a week. I haven't done it in a while.
I know.
Do you need to warm up first there?
I might be a little rusty, but Android news certainly isn't. Here it is. Some more Android news. I thought I'd have more time to prepare.
Okay. Valiant effort.
Gonna keep it honest.
See, that's what happens when you show up to work.
Yeah, it's amazing. Right?
Okay, so Ron, we're gonna go into somewhat of a sad,
somber
hardware. But WEAR, the wearable hardware.
That's a cue, Brian.
I'm just giving some time.
I was wondering if I was supposed to play sad music with it.
That would have been great. That would have been, yeah.
I was kind of leading towards sad.
Do you have the Peanuts the sad Charlie Brown music?
I just have the
oh,
taps.
Look at that. Yeah, I guess this is more appropriate.
So,
oh no.
Yeah, this is not
what,
good.
What happened to the other half of your watch?
Not good. So, I don't know if you can see those cracks there. Oh. And also underneath this layer, moisture got in there.
So what?
How did you do that?
Bubbling.
What happened?
You'll never believe what kind of torture I put this through. I was wearing it on my wrist.
As
and
you do.
Go to the wide shot, and I'll show you my action that I did when it busted off my wrist entirely. I went like this. That's all I did.
Really?
I went to get up.
Oh, wow.
So it was just purely, it caught a bad angle. It went too far down on your wrist.
So, and apparently this is a common thing with the leather band on the Moto 360. Yeah. Unfortunately, the leather band is what ships by default. So this has happened to a lot of people. And you can get in touch with Motorola, and they will probably do some sort of replacement with this. And then everybody on Google Plus just basically said, get the metal band.
You gotta go metal, Jason.
It has a protection against doing this. But what I think happened is the leather band over time kind of stretches out, right?
Yeah.
And so I, for the past couple of months, have been cinching it one hole tighter. And I think that maybe just my hulking muscles when I went to get up.
Intense.
Just snapped it. I mean, and it just, like, it flew. It went ping, wow. And flew right off my wrist, and I was like,
Jason was angry.
Oh, look at that. Oh, he's watch out.
Watch break.
So that's still your smartwatch of choice, the Moto 360, both of you?
I've got the LG G watch. I'm holding.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I'm holding someone else's. Is this Brian's
That's
watch?
My watch,
I just turned on your flashlight.
Oh, there goes my battery.
Lucky you. Right.
Yeah, this is Brian's. I have not purchased the 360 because I'm waiting to see what the 362 is, if it ever happens.
I mean, I'm definitely going to get a replacement for this. Hopefully Motorola will replace it. And if not, then I'll wait. Yeah, I'll wait for the next Moto 360. But I'm missing it. I will say that. I'm missing not having this on my wrist. And I want you to come home. Come home. Now all you do, you sit on my nightstand and you wait for me to come home and just look at you in clock mode. And that's not good enough
for
me.
So sad. Wait a minute. can we hack? Can we do a little mod here? And can we remove this part of the leather band and just keep this and get a gold chain and you wear it around your neck like Flavor Flav?
rise from the grave.
Well, and oh no, you do it upside down so you could see it. So you just hold it up like that, or it could be like a pocket watch.
Everyone else has to go. Oh,
wait a minute, we can get a little lid. And
there's
got to
be someone that's made a pocket watch.
There is. Yeah. I remember Jason Klanthus bought one.
Ah, that's right. It cracked. There, if you take a look up close, and you won't be able to see it on the overhead shot probably because it's so far away. But there's cracks in all four corners. This one's just still connected.
It's just a matter of time.
And I never noticed the cracks, so I don't even know if the cracks were there or if it just happened because of my hulking muscles when I got up from the sitting position. So I don't know.
CR1 in the chat room also suggests you get a monocle and the pocket watch and then a top hat.
You know,
and then you can buy Atlantic Avenue for the Monopoly.
I will pass go as well. I'll collect $200.
I'm so sorry. That's so sad.
Yeah, that happened over the weekend.
Well, good thing you didn't pay for it.
I suppose. Suppose you're right, Ron.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things,
it's true. Yeah,
it was free.
I should yes.
Well, there'll be
I have no right to complain.
There should be some cool new smartwatch to replace it with soon.
How about a leaky rear dimple roundup?
All right,
twofer. Whatever you want to call it. And I know that sounds weird.
If you're ever going to do leaky rear dimples, you want to do them in groups of two,
yes.
Not just one.
It's weird. This week, this could be a new segment, the leaky rear dimple segment.
Insider tip, always do your leaky rear dimple segments in groups of two. It's an industry standard, really. You never want to do less than two.
And if you're creeped out right now, don't be, because what we're actually talking about are phones that supposedly leaked that have a dimple on the backside of the device. I know. I know. It's really specific. But in the strange world that we live in, there are, in fact, two stories of this happening. First, in the case of the Moto G 2015, a.k.a. the Osprey, leaked renders show that the backside of the device has been redesigned for the previous years with a nice metallic plate surrounding the camera and leading down to, yes, the dimple.
A rear dimple.
There's the Motorola dimple on the back. Pretty standard for Motorola devices as of late. This time in a metallic flavor, I suppose. Other random rumors from this and other sources. Snapdragon 410, 1 gig of RAM, which is kind of light, but it is the Moto G. 5-inch 720p display, 8 gigs of storage, LTE support. All that sounds pretty.
Yeah, I mean, this is for the Moto G is the more affordable phone.
Yes.
I mean, this is the Moto G is the phone that my sister got my 12-year-old niece. You know, it's like a
And how is that going?
It's actually going pretty good. Actually, yeah. She texts me. She texts me that she watched Star Wars.
That's awesome.
So
it's for the first time.
We watched the whole trilogy when I was home, and now and I told her you can watch the prequels on your own. I don't need to.
Yeah, I need to be there. So, what were you going to say?
I love the Moto G. It's the phone I tell everybody to buy that needs a smartphone but doesn't, care enough about it to need, like, a super flagship. So, like, both my parents have one and all that. This is not a huge upgrade over
the internals.
One from last year.
It's not, yeah.
Like, it's still a 720p screen. You're going from a Snapdragon 400 to a Snapdragon 410. Like, I'm not blown away here. I mean, I guess it's $180 and you can't complain that much, but, like, it's not going to be, like, a huge deal, really. The design kind of whatever. The design's fine.
Rear metallic dimple, Ron.
Great.
Let's not underestimate the value of a rear metallic dimple.
That leaked.
The news leaked. The dimple didn't leak. The dimple held up. Okay. Listen, the dimple is sound. The dimple is some
the dimple
top
does
engineering.
Not have an incontinence problem,
there
okay?
There are no imperfections in that dimple. There's a guy at Motorola who works in the dimple quality department, and he will not stand for any talk of his leaking dimples.
That guy has unsubscribed from this show in the last 5 minutes. Yeah,
a long time ago.
I'm sorry that we lost
China.
Him.
It does have LTE though, which is probably going to be a big deal.
Because
the old one doesn't. It had an LTE version that was more expensive.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's going to be important.
Yeah, if this was just like LTE standard on all Moto Gs, then maybe that's.
But if it keeps the price down and it keeps it as that entry level parents niece kid phone,
the 400 to the 410 versus the 800 to the 810. I mean, they're still kind of sticking to the same kind of tier.
Yeah.
Exactly. It'll be 64-bit now, and the goofy ARM core instead of the Qualcomm core, whatever.
Right.
I hope it's good. I mean, you know, the Snapdragon 810 is this same family, which is, you know, this the ARM core that's like super inefficient compared to the Snapdragon or compared to the Crate Qualcomm stuff, which has all these overheating. So the ARM chip has all these overheating problems, and this is part of that same family. So it's scary, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, the 808 was okay, and the 615 was fine. But you should wait for a benchmark and yeah. for someone to tell you it's not going to melt into a puddle.
Not a leaky benchmark, a real benchmark,
or a leaky
yeah.
puddle.
Yeah. So
next, the OnePlus 2. With supposedly leaked photos showing a wooden back.
Ooh.
And what do you know? A metallic plate surrounding the camera and its own
Look at that
rear
dimple. Look at that dimple.
Now, that dimple's a little different.
Is that a functional dimple?
This is, yes, probably a functional dimple. OnePlus did announce in their slow leak strategy, slow drips. It just keeps going. Unintentionally keeps going.
Slow leakage.
strategy of releasing bits one drip at a time.
Yeah. Might as well. Why
and
not?
basically their last feature, I believe, is that they've announced is a fingerprint reader. And when you look at the front of those images, there is no real space on the front for a fingerprint reader, so it makes sense that
that it's the dot. It's the darker gray dot there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, do we believe this is a wood-backed OnePlus 2? I mean, that's with these leaks. I mean, yeah.
It sounds like something they do.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
OnePlus just, yeah, I don't like talking about OnePlus. Everybody with a OnePlus has all these problems and they do all their scummy marketing and it's, and they have all these update problems with CyanogenMod and their own thing, and it's, I don't like it.
You don't hold it against me for doing the leaky rear dimple roundup, including the OnePlus 2, do you?
That's fine. You're okay. Playing their game.
All right. Yeah. Even though a couple of weeks ago, I think I said explicitly on Google Plus I wasn't going to play their game.
I think I remember that, actually.
I like that post. That was great. I definitely agreed with that, where they're trying to, you know, manipulate the press as much as possible.
Than that, and using the channels, it turns out the best way to get notified about stuff on Craigslist is if this then that channel to push bullet. It's awesome. You get notified immediately of stuff, and you can be the first person to respond.
So if something is sold, then push to push bullet to
if something is posted on this search query on Craigslist, and you can dial that down however you want, and then create that. And if
and then can you specify which device or just send a push bullet and send to all your devices? Oh, Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
super cool.
I've learned a couple of things by doing this. Yeah. I've been watching the free stuff in North Bay, just like curious to see what people get rid of for free.
Yeah.
Why would you ever pay for a hot tub or a piano?
Those have been free?
Every single day.
Wow.
Every day somebody has a hot tub and a piano to get rid of.
Is it functioning?
Yeah.
Do you now?
They're not in perfect condition. Right. So like, you know, you might have to tune the piano or whatever. But yeah, because they're like big and people get sick of them. I imagine the hot tub's probably a risky scenario, you know. But there are plenty
Especially after you move it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you should
But the piano, it's like, why would I ever pay for a piano?
You
Everybody gets rid of them
get
for free.
Get a free hot tub and a free piano and then mod them to be one and it could be a hot tub piano.
Hot tub piano machine.
Saying. Haven't you been in the hot tub? I'm like, you know, I really wish I could play Heart and Soul right now. Saying.
I like the idea of a hot tub piano machine.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so that is that, and now it's time to get to the news.
It's been 10 years of Android. So keep the party going and watch some Android news.
Oh, you went with the party. Oh,
yeah,
okay, I got it. Yeah, I was like, what, why is he doing
You know, Daft movie? Punk from the movie. That We could listen to that album.
Low-scale devices, you know, across Asia and whatever, are using the MediaTek processor. So jury's still out on whether this is a good processor and good
On your phone.
Wow.
We're going to need you to flip that around, Alex.
But then I can't use it for the... If we could get Florence on here, that would be...
I know, that would be perfect.
This is amazing. This is fantastic.
I love that we just have these things lying around. All it takes is like us to mention the name of some random obscure piece of technology, and it appears on the desk a minute later.
Well done.
This is not the phone.
Yay!
Oh, wow. There we go.
And this is why Brian is the best in the business.
Yes.
She's in the computer.
Oh, it's...
Wow. Full
color and everything.
I know. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have color back then, did they?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. So, yeah, the phone, 3,000 milliamp hour battery. It looks nothing like this, by the way.
Make it amber, Brian. Make it amber.
Amber, okay.
Or green.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, that works. Can you?
Hey, I feel so weird.
Can you bit crush it? Yeah. So you can down res it?
Oh, there's only so much I can do.
The TriCaster is awesome, but it can't do it all. Brian, what about you?
Oh. At the moment, I feel a little trapped, but I'm coming to you from inside the computer, Jason.
Brian, I saw a little bit ago you playing around with that one camera.
It's totally
like,
not.
What is he doing?
Another one behind me.
So Brian, how much memory do you got in that sucker?
We got like 32K in here. So, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
We need infinite Brian. Like can infinite I put cascading in that monitor behind
you?
So you
need to plug the monitor into the feed. That's how. Yeah,
that might overload not only the TriCaster but the studio.
And the most importantly, it would overload the console. The pet is not designed to do that.
It would just explode into flames.
It would.
But
when Brian comes back,
hey, stop pushing my buttons. You're mad, man. What were you saying, Jason?
What?
I don't even know. When Brian returns to the show, he returns to the show big.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I have Alex to thank for bringing up the pet because
thanks for bringing the pet
that was in the basement. And that thing, how much do you think that weighs?
Oh, you know.
It's like 200 pounds.
Yeah, pretty much.
At least 200 pounds. So he really flew up here with the pet. But yeah, you can follow me at @cranky_hippo. I do this show clearly, unless Zach, who does a great job filling in for me, Thursdays, No How with Padre. And how was Saturday, Jason? Cause typically I TD that.
How was that?
Oh, you're talking about the new screensavers.
The new screensavers.
Where after you've done 9 episodes to get comfortable with the show, I just swooped in and did one show randomly. And it's like one of the most complicated shows that we do here. You're asking about that. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. It was slightly stressful, but we got through it.
You got through it.
You do a lot with that show, so.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. Did you have a lot of post-it notes and stuff down
on
the board?
That's pretty much what I did. The entire TriCaster board was covered in post-it notes, so.
Uh-oh, I think Alex is about to shut me down.
Pseudo shutdown.
Before you go away, Brian, we do have we don't need Brian for this. I like how Wade County in the chat room commented on the front of the Commodore PET. It says computer, in case you weren't sure what it was. Commodore PET model 401S computer.
This is not a calculator, everyone.
This is what it was like in 1982, everyone.
Yeah. You had to label a computer as a computer.
I am a computer.
All right.
Pseudo shutdown.
All right, there we go.
So here we go. So here's my texting. I'm texting Jason, and if I hit the little,
you're texting me through the messaging app.
Yeah. So now you've got a bunch of options here. And previously it was just camera and gallery and voice, but now in the middle we've got this little smiley thing, which gives me stickers. And then I could also hit the little location, and it will give the location, which is new. Which is cool. Yeah. I mean, that's a good bit of functionality. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna give the singing broccoli.
Is he singing or eating himself?
Eating. He's eating himself. Oh my god!
Don't do it! Don't do it! Oh man!
So it sends it as MMS. So they're just getting it as.
Thank you, Brian. That was necessary.
What is he doing?
He just keeps doing it.
Make him stop.
Horrible. He's just eating himself to oblivion.
I think he's growing while he's eating himself. So,
I think so too.
He's always regenerating.
Is that cannibalism or is that what?
Okay. So.
So there you go.
There we go.
So now I don't know if you have overhead or no.
Oh, overhead.
Yeah.
Here you go.
There you go.
There it is.
I'm eating myself.
Go into it and hope that I don't show anything I'm not supposed to.
Oh, your little toaster. He's so cute. All right.
Where's the
there
toaster?
We go.
Oh, look at this.
The corner.
Look.
Or you could see what? The rock cooking himself.
Now he's cooking. He's cooking himself worse.
Why did they do this?
these monsters?
This is an interview I need to pursue. Google, what is up with the animations and Messenger?
I know.
Food has feelings too, right? And it hurts just as much when you put them in a toaster.
There's a lot of new Android stuff coming out. But remember when Google was just called Google? Android News remembers.
You almost got a spit take from Jason on that, by the way, Brian. So just, you know, there's the new bar.
I was watching.
Yeah.
I think it's your old-timey vocal fry that kind of gets me every once in a while.
Well, it's the old-timey vocal fry plus with the play on word. Like, yeah. Remember when, because when you say Google in the old-timey Google, it's very funny.
Yes. So. Okay, so when we get a new dessert, it's kind of customary on this show.
We celebrate.
To celebrate in some way. All right, you guys. Are you ready? I've got marshmallows. I've got graham crackers.
Oh, look at this.
I've got... I really wanted to get gingerbread.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. Right, because I've got Kit Kats.
Oh, look at
now
that.
Tell me that this wouldn't be the best s'more in the whole dang world. I also have... A flamethrower.
Is this safe?
No, it's not. But it's what we got. So while we continue here, I don't even. Oh, I'm up next.
I'll take the next story. I don't want any part of the fire. So I'll take the next story.
I think it's just customary. I think we have to do this for science. Okay. So, so you take the next story.
You do that, okay. We'll talk about Google Play services. Because I know you're waiting for us to talk about Google Play Services 7.8, which has wrapped up its rollout. And with it, we got the mobile.
Got to figure out.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be.
It literally sounds like a flamethrower. And now the marshmallow's on fire.
That's how you get the nice and crispy. This is how you do it. All right. So then you take. Okay. Sorry. Continue.
It wasn't s'mores. It was just marshmallow.
No, but I'm celebrating previous versions as well. Really, honestly, I just wanted a reason to do it. It sounded like a good idea. There's nothing wrong with this. You guys would do it if you had all these ingredients.
Right, so
save my s'more, because I feel like any time I'm going to eat it, it's actually going to slow things down. But I have it made, and it looks delicious. And I'm just really curious to know what a s'more made with a Kit Kat is going to
taste. I'm going to wait till after the show for my s'more.
But it was fun.
The marshmallows are good. Although they're all one big marshmallow.
That's the problem. That's the problem. You can't make it rain with marshmallows.
Yeah, I thought we'd have like a marshmallow party, but they're all stuck together. That's right. That's what happens in August.
I will find time to eat this. Don't you worry. Just maybe not right now. Ron's going to find time right now.
I literally have not eaten a marshmallow since like the 90s.
Looks like you're treating marshmallow like a dessert and not an ingredient.
I am. It's just not an ingredient. So I'm going to watch Lynda.com how to make s'mores. Mm. And Brian missed the cue.
Oh.
All right. Let's go talk about apps. Brian, you gotta watch the show, Brian, unfortunately.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and go on the record here. Cinnamon graham crackers with Kit Kat and marshmallow is really good.
Really? I can't wait for the show to end. For numerous reasons. One of them is to have the s'mores.
That was really good. I wished personally that ad would last forever.
Yep.
Either of you guys, Liam, Francisco, I guess it would actually be Liam because Francisco, I'm not sure what the worldwide availability of the Note 5 is, and I can't believe that I'm saying that, but in the UK, the Note 5 is not going to be released from what I understand, so I don't know what that means outside of the UK and elsewhere outside of the US, but if it's available, are either of these phones interesting to you?
Can I curse? On the show?
I would prefer you not. But I mean, if you do, we'll beep it out.
Okay, so I don't give a crap about those devices.
This seems to be a theme, I think.
I really like how brazen Francisco is. I'm a big fan.
Because who cares? Like, come on, Samsung, just do something different. And that battery size, that UI... Come on.
So you
this is why I use
a hold a little bit of a grudge for Samsung with TouchWiz, it sounds like, right?
I don't know, just enough is enough.
What phone are you using right now?
I'm using an iPhone.
Because of
that and a lot more. But there's no innovation. I don't know. Sometimes I think Android, at least from the OEM's standpoint, just more of the same. So nothing really pulls me to buy a different device other than a Nexus. Mm-hmm. And I'm using an iPhone now just because.
Do you have a Nexus? I imagine you probably have a Nexus to test your apps and stuff.
Nexus 6 and 5 and 4 and Galaxy Nexus and et cetera.
I'm very curious because I know other people that are watching are probably very curious as well. Is the iPhone a new addition to being your daily driver, or have you been an iOS user for a while now?
When I was working in the US, I used an iPhone 5 because I was doing a lot of Android testing, and I didn't want to use the same phone that I was testing stuff mm-hmm. as my daily driver. So I used it for a while, then I came back and I changed to Android again. And since a couple of months ago, I'm back on iPhone 6 because I just want to take good pictures and I want a good battery life. I just want the GPS to work and basically it just works when I want it to. Wi-Fi is amazing, 4G is amazing. I don't use many apps, so as long as it works when I need to, like the GPS, it always works. I mean, always, instantly, anywhere. So I think that's what counts for me right now.
Fair enough. I mean, usability actually matters. And if a device or hardware that you're using isn't working consistently, would you say that using the iPhone has addressed all the complaints that you've had about using Android lately? Or are there any issues there?
Not really, because the device always works. I don't have to restart it all the time. And my main gripe with Android, at least the Nexus 6 that I was using before, one time I was just using the GPS to find a restaurant, and I was in the broad daylight, high accuracy, everything turned on, 4G, Wi-Fi, whatever, and I just couldn't lock it. And I was like 15 minutes waiting, just lock. And I couldn't just figure out where I was going because it was stuck. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty pissed, and I thought, okay, I'm buying an iPhone after lunch, and here we go. And that was the major complaint for me, and it's fixed. And now with the iOS 8, apps can talk to each other just like Android, so I don't have any complaint.
Yeah,
actually, so that's why I don't care about Samsung Note 30, OnePlus 10, whatever. Just I don't care.
It sounds like you were like over Android or something.
No. I love the platform. I love the platform, but the devices are not exciting me right now. So
okay, fair enough.
That's a real interesting perspective, though, to love the platform, to love programming, developing for it, but the devices being the hindrance. And like the thing is, going back, I mean, the GPS thing, I've personally never had a problem with the GPS, but who knows? There are lots of different variables that happen with that.
I have it every time I use this phone. Now, granted, this is a phone you've probably never, ever heard of by a brand you've probably never heard of that I'm kind of playing around with. But it's been a bitter pill when you go from something that you're used to that you can depend on, which personally I feel like I can depend on my Nexus 6. Yeah. And I don't know if it's a regional thing. Here I feel like it does a pretty darn good job and it's pretty stable for me, and I know that I get out of it what I want out of it. But to go back and to use hardware that does not is a really frustrating experience. And what it makes me realize is that so many people, their introduction to Android are devices like this that are very inexpensive. And you're like, oh, yeah, but it surfs the internet, does all the things that all the other phones do. But that price, at least in this situation, comes at a cost. Like if I ever use a GPS on this, it takes a minute and a half to locate signal.
Jeez.
And then when it does, it's like two streets north or whatever. And so my GPS is all, and that's just one of the many issues. But as a consumer, if that was my first experience with Android, you better believe I'd be jumping ship as soon as I could, because I would believe that's the way it is on all other devices. And I personally, I don't believe that. I think right. There are good devices to jump to.
Yeah, and I mean, absolutely. And then also the point that Francisco made about the camera. I mean, like I'm someone who has been increasingly frustrated with the lack of decent camera and photos that I take with my Nexus 5, and I can't wait to get a next iteration of a phone and get a better camera and call up there. And I hear other people make that complaint. Luckily, I don't care that much about my photos, but mm-hmm. if I was really into photography, I don't know if I'd be singing a different tune. So,
but it's not just about the picture quality. It's I can take 100 pictures with iPhone, and all the 100 pictures are perfect, but they look nice.
Yeah.
And
there's a difference, yeah.
It just works instantly. I don't know how to explain it. It just never fails.
Yeah.
It's just there when I need it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I gotta say, we dodged a bullet by not having Miriam here today either, so that's good. Because it would have been an iPhone photo party.
That's okay. No, I think
it's an interesting thing.
I think in this world of Android / iOS, I think it's very you see it all the time on the internet where people just draw a line in the sand. They're like, no, I will not. I'm an Android fan, and heck no, the other side sucks. But yeah. I think the important thing is use what works for you.
Yeah.
Period. Yep. If right now Android does not work for you and the iPhone does work for you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Just use what works.
I don't even know what show I'm on anymore.
I know. I just gotta say, like, I don't think I could. I mean, the lockdown iOS, I like being able to just plug a USB cable into my phone and be able to get to the file system. Yeah. And like, those are all the things that are important to me, and I can do them on Android.
Wait a second. How often do you do that?
Maybe every other day.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay. Yep. Okay. But that lockdown thing that people just think that iOS is locked down. Come on, you're not flashing ROMs every day or running exposed or whatever crap kernels or whatever.
True. So that's true. That's
the phone that works reliably.
Sure.
That's true. But the fact that you have the option, and is the illusion of freedom that I'm attracted to.
But you have freedom. I think it's a different conversation, of course. But
yeah,
like Jason said, if it works for you, Android, Windows Phone, we have so much choice. Yes. I think it's good for the world. We have the choice, so no need to be pissed about Android or iOS. Just use whatever. If you have the money to buy it, then just use whatever you want.
Yeah,
I think that's the message.
And I'll tell you, don't use the new phone.
All right, well, let's get to
that. That's a preview of my review.
Yeah.
Lip swap?
I don't know if I want a lip swap. I don't know.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, you don't get this on iOS, just saying. Okay, so I take a picture of Ron. Okay.
Three seconds to take a picture.
Hey, be quiet.
There's
this
a lot
has
of
nothing to do
here.
With you. Let's see here.
I think it's the model.
Okay, so then I go like this. I take out your mouth. And then I go like...
This is disturbing.
Hi, I'm Ron. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Holy cow!
Please stop.
Hey.
Please stop, please. This is more horrifying.
Sometimes
than
I just like to put my eyeball in places that it doesn't belong. Okay, so that's the fun. Okay. This interesting app and more found at Android.
See, we've been able to do this for years on the TriCast.
Moving on.
Easily amused.
All right.
And even I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry that we had you on this show, you two. I'm
we
sorry
had
that
such
we're...
high hopes for this episode. We really did. We were looking forward to it. We talked about it.
Let's jump to Brian for the news.
Okay. Here we go again. I'm back from DEF CON and Black Hat.
and we're ready to bring you Android news.
Nothing like taking the modest approach and making the Android news bumper all about himself. all about Brian there. Thanks. Good to have you back.
I really thought we were going to toss to this, so I wasn't 100% prepared for the news. But
way to blow the surprise that we had Sundar on the show, Brian.
Yes. Sundar, don't talk yet, Sundar. You haven't been introduced yet. Sundar, go away.
Sorry, guys.
Back to the green room, Sundar. Yeah. Back to the green room.
We'll let you know when you're on the show. Yet.
He's really pesty back here. He keeps tapping me on the shoulder.
Sundar. Well, because let's be honest, his workload has significantly increased since he was last on the show.
Tell me about it.
And if that wasn't an all-star segue, I don't know what was.
I think that's pretty good. And you got to give him credit, right? He's got a lot on his mind.
He does,
so.
Yes.
Yeah. Google announced yesterday that the corporate structure of the company will change significantly as Google becomes the internet arm, basically, under the umbrella company called Alphabet. ABC.xyz, if you want to go to the website. Larry Page and Sergey Brin are going to shift to Alphabet to play in their fun little sandbox over there with moonshots. And they're going to leave our hero of the show, Sundar Pichai, as CEO of Google. We checked in with Sundar, though not really. And this is what he probably would have had to say had we actually done that. He said, "I am CEO of Google. I win the internet. No further questions."
Is that an actual quote from the blog post?
No. I'm just saying if we had talked to him, it's possible he would have said something like that. Design was one of the few kind of mandates from Google as a company to all of its kind of different arms, groups to say, hey, we should unite on this. And that didn't happen very quickly. And in some cases, it didn't happen very effectively. It's a lot better now than it was a year ago. But having Sundar, who has kind of orchestrated this largely up until now, kind of in that point, in control of all of the separate groups now, maybe there will be more of a unifying effort, more of an effective effort as far as unification is concerned. And that's a really impressive Superman flying Sundar.
The S stands for Sundar. He's a
Sundar
superhero.
Sundar man. There
Sundar
we go.
The superhero.
Wow. Yeah,
you have to be with all the power he has now.
So Sundar man.
It feels solid and you're less afraid to drop it just because of that extra grip. Sorry, I'll just wave my hand.
Hey, how's it going?
Light
oh, there we go. Oh, you were activating the camera. That's why you did that, right? You did the little camera twist thing? Yeah, okay.
It's a new gesture thing for Android.
Turn off the lights.
Oh, wow, that worked. Whoa, that worked. Motion detector. All right, there we go.
Dang, I didn't realize it was so effective.
I've set off a trend after Mockadile.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's one of the things that you can't get with, what was it, the bits. What was it? The smart bits? The next bit. Unfortunately, you won't be able to get it in Mockadile. And I know that's a big deal to you, Mateo. I will say, though, your color scheme, I don't know if you knew this. Maybe you knew this and it's why you picked it, matches the Boise State football color scheme. I have a little link in the doc if you want to show that off. But I'm pretty sure you did that on purpose, right?
I want to see this color scheme.
Are we talking American football or real football?
As Brian crashes and burns.
American football. Brian, do you have that link?
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's right under the Moto G. No?
So my color scheme matches your this team. Oh, I see.
Okay. Got it. Well, there's a long way to go for this one.
But I don't know about that, Jason, because that color scheme seems to be a very similar to a certain baseball team based out of New York City known as the Metropolitans.
I don't know.
I think that Mateo went with that as opposed to Boise State.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Brian, can you just type in Mets into Google and we could show you what that looks like?
Are we dueling for...
Or we might be dueling sports that no one cares about, especially on this show. There you go. I think it's a little more like Mateo's phone.
Because, Mateo's phone doesn't have any white, and that Mets logo has a lot of white in it.
It's a black front on the front.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Wow, this is a really good one. We've got a lot of cool hardware to talk about. Let's do it. Hoo Hadouken! Boy, you can.
Oh,
okay. It's okay, Josh. I could dance all day.
Really earned that one. Really earned that transition. Good job, Jason. All right. How Linux.com handled the birthday of Linux on August 25th. They posted to Linux.com, "Happy birthday, Linux. You've taught us much." In a wonderful, nice little blog post with no graphics at all. Like, isn't that so Linux? Like, look at that. Like, so there it is.
That's a little bit sad. I know. Lots of share buttons, though. Zero shares. It's so sad. Nobody pinned it.
They need an animated GIF of some sort, and you know,
then people will at least Tumblr it. 24 isn't really a milestone birthday, so let's be honest.
24 isn't a big, that's true.
Next year, I expect to see a full rollout, a huge marketing plan, where you're not going to be able to go anywhere without hearing about Linux in the month of August. That's what's going to happen.
The 25th year, it's going to be a big deal. Yeah. If we miss it next year, Dustin, you can go ahead and fire us, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so hold on to this little clip right here.
Hey, because also we missed on August, on what date was it? On August 18th, August 15th was GNOME's 18th birthday, so we missed that. The GNOME project started 18 years ago. That's a huge thing. But no, we didn't celebrate that. We can't keep track of every birthday.
Yeah, I know. There's like literally a birthday every day. There is. There's a lot of birthdays, it turns out.
If you take a bunch of monkeys and put them in a room, sooner or later, it's going to be one of their birthdays. I'm sad.
Oh, boy. A bunch of monkeys title.
Show callback.
All right. that suddenly has become very important to me. I just want to say, and you've probably heard it a million times, and it's probably kind of, it's one of those things that you probably hear all the time and you disregard because you hear it all the time, but I just kind of want to say, if you have the ability, get yourself some CPR lessons, because you being able to do something important at any moment when there's an issue that someone needs help, any of that kind of stuff. If you are trained to step in a situation like that, you can literally save a life. And it means a lot to me. I don't want to really go into it right now, but if I can use this show to convince even a couple of people to do this, then that actually means in the long term of life that a couple of lives can potentially be saved. And that's worth it to me. As for this show, thank you so much for joining me. I'm sorry to end it like that, but I had to get that in there. It's really important to me, and I hope you guys understand. You can hit the music now, though, sir, because we've hit the end. I'm Jason Howell.
I'm Ron Richards.
And I'm Florence Ion.
Oh,
we did one Ryan of this.
We didn't say it.
We didn't prepare him.
I thought you guys were going to build it up a little bit. I didn't think you were going to do a direct toss.
Well, you know, we figured, why not?
That's a good
just
point.
Jump right into it.
It's a good point.
In Brian's defense, we did not discuss.
We didn't.
We did that. We just kind of dove in. And
What? It's in the doc. There's tiny little letters there.
I'm going to side with Brian in this case.
Yeah, I'm going to side with Brian too. Brian, let me that's just... on us. It's not on you. We won't fire you.
Here we go. Second intro.
Welcome to All About Android. All the stuff I normally say. I'm Jason Howell.
I'm Ron Richards.
And I'm Florence Ion.
Yes! Yes. See, this is how good it's going to be going forward.
Exactly.
I promise we're going to work on this.
All right.
News, by the way.
Yes.
Kind of big news.
Huge news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're talking about me.
We're talking about you.
Oh.
Welcome to the show, Florence Ion. Flo, also known as Flo, all our friends call her Flo, is now a permanent member of the All About Android team.
That's true.
Yay.
Thank you guys.
Yay. She has risen up from the minor leagues to take a chair. And
I like the baseball reference.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it is.
That's really inspiring.
Yep. So, studio, your first time in the studio.
In a studio of this size.
Yeah,
yes.
It's kind of a larger studio, I suppose.
I'm still getting used to it.
Yeah. Does it feel different than being on the other side of a Skype connection?
Yeah, because usually I'm just in my jammies. Sorry. Oh, I have to be an All About Android. Just go put on a shirt. All right.
Right, exactly. Jammies. Oh, comb my hair. Okay, good to
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Didn't have to put on this much makeup, but it's okay.
And we have a whole lot more, but why put it off? Let's just get to the news.
Android, the final frontier. These are the voyages of All About Android. Its continuing mission to explore strange news. And seek out news.
That was the longest one, I think.
I know.
I ran out of time.
Never backed down. Just kept pushing forward.
He's Bravo, Brian. He really is a gem. Yeah, we're lucky.
We'll keep it.
Yeah, right.
So you remember stage fright, the stage fright vulnerability from, well, I guess at this point, it's a few months ago. The researchers who discovered that vulnerability actually released the exploit code publicly, I think a couple of days ago. Public release of the code is done, he says, so hopefully systems can be tested and made safe around that. His originally planned release date was August 24th, so he gave Google a little extra time, gave manufacturers time to patch their own devices. And Google has since, of course, we talked about this, announced a new monthly security update schedule. Last Thursday, Google posted the first monthly security update for its Nexus devices, with OTAs going out as well. So we're starting to kind of see this new monthly update thing. I don't know if you guys got the OTA on your Nexus devices. I'm on the developer preview of M, so I didn't necessarily get any.
So these are my adventures with the latest update.
So you did get it.
I got it both for my Nexus 9. I got it on my Nexus 9 over the weekend. I want to say like Friday or Saturday night. I was in Chicago, and it was like 2:30 in the morning, and I had to go to sleep. But I was like, oh, my tablet's being weird. Oh, okay, let me just do this. And then I had to wait for it to finish optimizing the apps. You know, it does that. So I was up for like another hour. So that was a problem. But then I flew back from Chicago to San Francisco on Sunday and got the update as soon as I landed. But my battery was at like 25%, so it wouldn't do it until I got home to plug it in. So I was sitting there staring at the little icon telling me that the update is ready. And then I did it, and everything's been running fine. In January, so far Florence has one win.
Okay.
When you brought in Alpha Bear, that did win.
Oh, yeah.
That did win.
Because I was ragging on them earlier.
And so then I just need to figure out in your first appearance earlier this year whether or not you won. And I will tell you in one moment as soon as I scroll. Your first episode this year was on January 20th. So the week of the 27th, I could tell you. I know this is great radio. Let's see, 197 results. Everyone's waiting. On the edge of their seat.
Waiting.
All right. So the 197, the winner was Piano by Yuki.
That was me, I believe.
Was that you?
Yep.
All right. So then Florence has one win.
I have one win. That's good.
That's better than none.
That's a good way to start.
So yeah. if we can adjust the stats, so now guests have 10, Florence has 1, Jason has 11, and I've got 14. So there you go. All right.
He's the one.
You're still the winner, Ron.
Well, not yet. Well, we're going to find out. Let's get to December.
We have 14
and we'll find
weeks.
Who wins. Hey, you know, it's mine to lose.
Basically.
Wait, do we have any weeks where we get double points?
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Wade County.
Darn it.
Good job, Wade County. There you go. So
there we go.
All right.
You can get there. I think you can do it. I think you can run the rest of the
year. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll start today.
Start out on the right. Yeah, start today.
Yeah.
Right foot. Here
with
we go.
Pokemon Shuffle. Yes. Because you guys, Pokemon's amazing. How can you not love Pokemon?
Brian, what about you?
You can follow me on Twitter at @cranky_hippo. And I also do a how-to show with Padre on Thursdays. And welcome to the show, Florence. Good to have you on. And I have to ask you, though, what was the Pokemon that you first picked when you played? Not Bulbasaur, because clearly that would be a bad choice.
Squirtle.
Good call.
Wow.
Which turns into Blastoise, which is a powerhouse.
Thumbs up.
He has cannons
from
his back.
Well, once again, I realize I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It's okay, old man.
I'm
it's
really
okay,
sorry. Old man.
I need a cane to walk around with or something.
Yay!
Oh, jeez.
The next generation.
Nidoran or whatever.
Wow, everybody here knows about Pokemon but me.
Even jeez, I knew something about Pokemon. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
That's a great Halloween costume idea for us, by the way. The three starting Pokemon.
We are not doing group.
Oh my
we
gosh.
Are not doing group Halloween costumes. Listen,
you could be.
I consider Jason to be a very good friend. Flo, you're pretty cool. We'll see about you long term, but I am not doing group Halloween costumes.
Fine. I'll just come dress myself.
Sure. Go
for
it.
I don't need you guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I go with the flow. So
I'm sorry, I'm anti Halloween. That's my problem.
If you're all doing it, I suppose I'll do it too. I don't want to be the odd man out. So we've got some pretty big news, great news, if I do say so myself. Google CEO Sundar Pichai made some executive moves that affect Android directly. VP of Android Hiroshi Lockheimer is promoted to SVP of not only Android, but also Chrome OS and Chromecast. This is a position that Sundar Pichai held before being promoted to CEO of Google when the Alphabet transition began to take shape publicly a few months back. Hiroshi's been with Google since 2006, so he's no spring chicken. He worked as an Android engineer under Sundar Pichai leading up to Pichai's big promotion a year ago, literally like almost exactly a year ago, where he was promoted to oversee all of Google's products. And, you know, I think the one thing that everybody wonders, at least fans of this show wonder, once a new person is in charge of Android, is will we get the chance to talk to Hiroshi on the show? And lucky for you, we were able to secure Hiroshi for this episode. Hiroshi, what do you have to say? And according to his Twitter account, he says, pro tip, long press on enter in Google keyboard to enter emojis. I just found out. I just work here.
He just found out?
He just found out.
He just found out about 2 weeks
ago. He's been busy.
Yeah.
But I have to say, Hiroshi, it couldn't happen to a better person. He is such a great dude.
Everyone says
that
he's
since
super
the
nice.
Early development of the G1 days. And yeah, he's a good candidate.
You know, living my life inside Android with kind of a breakout keyboard like this, I'm not sure I could do that. But if there was some sort of convergence, and if Hiroshi's the guy to
Hiroshi's
to kind
the
of,
hero?
If, yes.
Because it sounds good,
it does,
right?
It does kind of sound
hero.
Good.
I like that.
I like Hiroshi as a hero. Real quick, before we get into the news, I should just let you know that Samsung is now putting a warning out on their Galaxy Note. Is it the Note 5?
Mm-hmm.
To say, warning, be sure to insert your S Pen with the nib pointed inward. Inserting the S Pen the wrong way can cause it to become stuck and can damage the pen and your phone. That so is, at least we get a warning.
Is
now.
That permanently on the phone?
That's a little...
Is it like it, the
is a Peely?
Oh, yeah, the Peely yeah. Peely oh, okay. plastic.
Yeah, okay. I would have been more interested if there was a permanent sticker on the phone, because they don't trust anybody.
Just right next to
it. So wait, let me get this straight. Instead of don't text and drive, it now tells you don't put your stylus in the wrong way.
No. In fact, it says keep the nib pointed inward, in fact. The word nib is actually in it. So.
It is.
Brian, so what would you show?
The nib.
What word would you use, though, okay. Other than nib?
Yeah. True.
The righty part.
Yeah,
the righty part.
The pointy part.
Yeah, there we go. There's the nib.
All right.
There it is. Warning.
Well, now we
also,
know.
Also, this coffee might be hot. You know the warning on coffee
yes.
cups?
That's, yeah, that's, don't
this
spill.
Is, this is the word we're
do you think
objects
was...
may appear closer than here. Yeah.
Do you think this warning is unnecessary?
Yeah.
Unnecessary?
Wow.
Totally.
No, it's totally necessary because Samsung is like,
happening.
Yo, you're the one who put it in the wrong way. Don't come to us to try and get a refund.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
see, yeah, I can,
you knew what you were getting into when you bought a phone with a stylus, okay?
I can understand people not looking into the manual and seeing the warning that was in the manual, because it was the whole time.
It was pretty deep in there.
Nobody
was,
reads
when
the
was the last time
anymore.
You looked at it?
That's what I mean. I haven't read a manual since I had like a texting phone.
Well, I can understand not reading the manual, but at the same time, it's just a little bit of common sense now, you know? And
wow, Josh is controversial.
I know.
I like it.
I wonder what we have in store.
It's just honestly a little bit of common sense. There's a clicky top on there, so what I tell people is click the top, and that's the part that goes. that goes in last.
You should have workshops on how to use the Note 5
right,
properly.
Right. Actually, I had an idea on a video a long time ago about how to hold your phone. to actually be able to reach it, like the hand gymnastics 101. I think I wanted to call it that, because there's certain ways of like navigating that. But now, yeah, S Pen 101. That's probably
there
what
we go. Thanks, Samsung, for the warning. Yeah. Appreciate it.
And for the laughs. Thanks, Samsung, for all the laughs.
And all the memories that are permanently stored on YouTube.
Endgate, was it? Yeah.
Let's jump into the news.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. I hope you have your nub facing the right way before Android news.
Your mouth?
I don't know.
Mouth.
I was a little thrown off by the whole discussion.
The thing is that... You threw yourself off.
I did.
Because you're the one who started the bumpers.
Man.
It's really not us in that case, Brian.
I had a really good one set up for the airline talk stuff, but then you guys got into the warning disclaimer stuff.
We got into nibs.
I'm curious what the airline one was.
You got to roll with the punches. Can you want to do the airline one?
I could try.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Nope, that's hardware. Careful which button you push. Put your seats up in the upright position and fold up your trays because we're coming in for a landing of Android News.
Oh, that was really good.
You should have stuck with your guess.
Nice. That was
nice. It's like taking the SATs. Don't question it. Go with your first answer.
Yeah. I know. I got distracted by the nib. What can I say?
Warning. I understand. But a lot of people got distracted by the nib.
It's hard not to be distracted.
Read
by
your manuals.
By the light of the dashboard. By the dashboard light. Anyway. Speaking of getting used to the keyboard, are we going to do this? Is the game going to start?
Oh, no.
So,
all right, let's do it.
We're doing a typing test.
So we're doing a typing test. Here's how it's going to work. All right,
I think the best day to come, by the way.
You did. You really did. Tournament rules are in effect. So what's going to happen here now is we're going to have two rounds. First is going to be Flo with the Priv versus Jason on the Nexus 6P with
a Google
stock
keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then when they're done... Then Josh and I are going to go with the BlackBerry Priv versus the Nexus P with SwiftKey. And then the winner will then battle it off in the finale.
So we're posting these to Twitter. Twitter have a timestamp? I know it has a date stamp.
Yes, it does have a timestamp. Yeah.
Down to the second?
Yes. No, I don't know.
Ooh.
Whatever. But we can see. It goes in the feed. It goes in the feed. I follow everybody here. So you'll see which one appears first.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
So here's what's going to happen is that each group is going
nervous.
To – we don't need that shot yet, Brian. Yet. That's the finals. The product shot over here. Yeah. Okay, so Jason versus Flo, and the phrase is the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. They're both starting in the Twitter Compose screen.
Okay, so the quick brown fox jumps over
the lazy dog.
The quick brown fox jumped. Is it? You wrote it. Where is it?
I copied it from the internet. Is the internet wrong?
Internet, what is the gibberish phrase you're supposed to write?
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Let's go jumps.
Jumps.
All right,
jumps. So present tense.
Keyboard is. Yeah, I know, but it's part of it. Okay, right, are we ready? The quick brown fox jumps.
Do we have an audio bumper to start with this, Brian?
Okay, that makes it worse.
All right, and I'm going to count it in. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go, and
I'll
go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. All right. We see them typing.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Jason wins.
Jason won.
But did I get it right? Did I spell it correctly?
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Correct.
Yes.
You guys see?
Yes.
Mine has, so many typos.
All right. So now.
So did you send it?
Where's my stress ball?
I did.
He quick. Brown fox jumps over the AZ dog.
Did you send it?
Here, right. In fact, I could probably see it. Let's get rid of while you were.
Flo, you look like you were kind of in it, though.
No, it was it's really hard, and my nails are too long right now.
Oh, okay.
Look, my nails aren't that long. There's the control.
Okay, so there we go. For visual proof here.
Yeah. Oh, you got favorited. Thanks for the inspiration,
it's not a fave
y'all.
Anymore. It's a love.
He quick jumps over the AZ dog.
What's an AZ dog?
AZ. Okay.
All right. So now what's going to happen is that me and Joshua's fighting for the Priv's honor here.
Mm-hmm.
So Jason, what you need to do now is you need to do the 3, 2, 1, go. And then you're going on go. And we're going on go. Right, and you need to monitor
I got to lean over here.
I know. My big fat head. And you need to monitor Twitter to see who.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Are you following Joshua?
Yep.
This is going to be awkward.
let me log in. Apologies. You should be thinking about the phrase right now.
Mm-hmm. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
I have Twitter open.
All right.
Hopefully that'll do the trick. All right. Okay. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome to the main event.
Oh my gosh, I'm sitting and watching.
Man, this is so tense. Is the black? Oh my god!
That was so
close. Oh my god!
Oh no.
Oh,
Ron won. Okay, Ron is first.
That so, was so close.
That was really close.
Yeah, no, Ron, Ron
How
got
did
in.
You get it so well?
I practiced.
You've been practicing.
He was a lot better than you.
I got stuck. I got stuck on one letter. Now, you know, okay, it's no typos.
Now so no BlackBerry made it to the final round.
No BlackBerry. Right, yeah,
however, so. You did opt for swiping.
I did.
With SwiftKey. Yeah, I pecked. I did the typing, which I would say I normally swipe, but I'm going to stick with the typing so that we can have a truly scientific test here. Okay. Now this is just for fun.
Now this is just
let's
for
see
this
which
is
one.
Sure,
is
nobody
better.
Wants to use the priv.
I mean, you know what? I'm gonna be on the side over here. I want to get in on this again.
Oh my god!
Right, there we go. All right, so now Brian, we go for the split screen.
All right, now,
right,
we'll
now
go for
I think is for the let's get ready to.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. Okay, so it's the
it should be.
Wait, can
YouTube,
you? Right? Yeah, yes. Can we do two unlimited for this one?
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. I'm going to tap it. You're going to swipe it. Ready?
All right. Hang on. Brian's still adjusting here.
Well, who's monitoring it? Are you?
Flo's going to monitor.
Wait, what am I doing? I'm
you
looking at Twitter.
Who wins.
Right?
Get on
yeah,
you
just all right. I'm going to watch Twitter. Right,
hang on.
Whoever goes first on TweetDeck.
All right. So, Flo, do 3, 2, 1, go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Nope. I blew it.
Josh, don't.
Did I get it?
You got it. I totally blew it.
Wait.
I spell it correctly?
I'm not even doing it.
Did I spell it correctly?
Where are you? You're not showing up on Twitter.
I didn't even finish it. I'm on the quick brown fox jumps leg, huh?
Wait,
I totally did. Yeah. I hit send. I know I hit send.
Oh, this just blew up in our face.
Duplicate tweet, it says.
Twitter's
give me a
sweater.
Break.
Twitter's too smart for
whatever.
Us.
Whatever. I did finish, but the important thing is
you
I finished.
You
it's in
me.
Drafts. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy.
Yes. For the record.
And he did.
The two of them were on their on-screen keyboards. I still jumped into the fight, and Flo exclaimed.
You've been practicing.
But that still shows that you can get fast on the BlackBerry keyboard.
Yeah, but you have, you're right.
All right, well, this
not
is
that
a fun
I put in my review. Right, I can't
actually
change
Jason.
Yes.
We learned two things here. The BlackBerry Priv is not necessarily the fastest typing keyboard in the world.
Right.
And that the official Twitter app will not allow you
to
post
duplicate tweets. Yeah, I forgot
about
the duplicate tweets. See, I wouldn't have that problem because
I didn't know this. All right.
Fun times.
But why don't we check out some news, Brian?
This just in, one size does fit all when it comes to Android news.
All right. Okay. Solid. All solid. Right. Good delivery.
I'm a little sick. I'm cut. Get over it.
Here comes the excuses. Yeah. Here come the excuses.
He knew.
Yeah.
He knew it was subpar.
Sorry, guys. Just check out the best of and read through that.
We'll bring it back next week and you can try again.
Wait, go back.
Zipper mouth face.
Because you didn't have access to man in business suit levitating?
Oh, that's where? A ska dude. They should have named him the Toaster's logo.
What should have named him?
Lower right-hand corner above the
kiss. Yeah,
man in business suit levitating.
Yeah.
I like the man in business suit levitating.
Okay, now, Brian, go ahead and scan up. A little bit further up, poop emoji. Used to have swirly, stinky lines above
weird.
It.
Yeah,
now it has eyeballs.
That is
very
super happy.
Weird. Yeah. I don't want my poop staring back at
me. I also like that it's a sleuth or a spy. Your choice. Really, it's flexible.
It's
a sleuth
Look,
or a spy.
Before, we didn't have anything. Now it serves two things. So that's better,
so
right?
So BT Dubs, progress. I learned last week from my gal pals that this emoji, which is the information desk lady, on iOS, it means hair flip, but on Android,
it's like
the
survey,
info desk lady is like, hey, can I help you, little hat? And so it like doesn't work. So they would like use this emoji when we would talk about Beyonce and stuff. And I'd be like, well, I don't get it. What does that? They're like, she's hair flip. Anyway.
Oh, they're using it to show you.
So that just
iOS
like really added fuel to the fire of not having the same emoji as my friends. And like, you know.
The emoji divide is real. Like,
no,
it's,
it really
it's a,
is.
Yeah, no, it is because it's
it
a language
is.
And it's.
Like, it's bad enough I don't support messages.
Right.
I mean, sorry.
Bad enough that your texts are green and not blue.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this is where Giphy can really bridge the gap between the services.
See, my friends, they're always like, where did you get the GIF from? How'd you get it so fast? And I'm like, it's in my app because I have Android.
It's the first thing I install in any Slack instance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Although that said, the Giphy community needs a couple people our age to put in the right things, because there have been a couple of misfires in our Slack channels where you want that right GIF and then you get something that is like, who are the Jonas Brothers? I wanted Robert De Niro. What happened?
You need generational.
Yeah, exactly. There's a generation gap in Giphy. Me and my friends in my Slack channel have discussed doing a Giphy for Gen X, you know, where it should be older people filling in the GIFs.
GIF search engines need to have a query that you can enter
choose
in and
generation.
Say how old
choose
you are.
Your generation, yeah.
Because that will surface more Goodfellas.
Do you care about the Housewives?
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway.
We're solving the world's problems right now.
The important issues here and all of that, Android. That's everyone, right. The important issues.
Listen, thank you, Google, for the new emoji.
Yeah. Right,
good.
Thank you.
From
the bottom of my millennial heart.
I keep reminding myself to use emoji. To
you really
that
should.
They're
so much fun.
I'm so torn.
I don't know why.
I can't decide if it's like really creative and expressive and cool, or if it's the downfall of civilization.
It's going to be the next Pat Sajak game show.
Yeah.
Wheel of Emoji Fortune. Where you have to figure out what people are trying to say with emoji.
With only somebody hasn't done that, actually, to be honest with you.
It's coming.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So.
You just gave someone a grand idea, and it's coming now. If it wasn't before, it's coming now.
Yeah.
Apps. Let's do it. This is Flo's new... Let me try this phrase.
Oh, here we go.
Is this your new bae?
Oh, no.
Huh, Flo?
Wow, I didn't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know what just happened.
Oh.
Did you just bae me? Did you just bae me?
No, I said, is this your new bae?
Is this my new bae? This is my new bae.
That's how the hip kids are saying the things, right?
Are they DJing while they're doing it? Or
they are DJing. You know, actually, it was funny. While we're doing the apps thing, I was thinking of the LMFAO song.
Mm-hmm.
Shots, shots, shots. But we should do apps. Anyway,
I like it.
Everybody. All right. So this is my new favorite app.
You were saying you liked it. I thought I was just saying something that you'd be like, yeah.
Now there's a cardboard camera, which is kind of neat. It lets you make your own little VR 3D panoramas of your living room, which is exactly what I did. I also made one of the Twit HQ. I was really taken aback by you. I'm sorry. I'm still like processing
you're just recovering.
Bait me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And I really appreciate it. By the way, I do. I just want you to know.
Apparently, I didn't use that right.
It's okay, Jason. It's okay. You're fine.
Sorry. All right, Flo. You're up next.
My app is very boring compared to Mr. Ron's app, but
it'll speak to people.
It will speak to some of you, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Maestro?
Is that a cue?
Yeah. Sorry. And that just...
Is that the music you're looking for?
No, I'm so sorry.
She thought you'd be switching the
camera. I'm never having coffee before the show ever again. I'd rather be sleeping.
It's been illuminating, that's for sure.
Because whatever you guys have serving in there, Something is up with that.
It's potent.
Let me tell you.
So the camera actually turned itself off.
Oh.
there we go.
Maestro was asleep. I've named him Maestro, by the way.
All right, Brian. Newfound respect for you, man. Thanks for figuring out some way to make that all awesome and hilarious. And I really hope that between Brian's efforts editing it together and my efforts kind of finding the clips, and also your efforts, because some of you did submit some of these clips through our website to tell us what your favorite moments were. Hopefully all of that came together, and I hope you enjoyed everything that you just saw. We are back next week with a normal live show on January 5th. That's Tuesday, January 5th, starting at 5:00 p.m. Pacific. If you watch live, you know that that's kind of a loose approximation, but right around there, twit.tv/live. That episode will be published that night as well. So make sure and check twit.tv/AAA for new episodes starting again next week and a new year, 2016. Thank you so much for joining us for this awesome year, and we'll see you next year. Bye, you guys.